How many know what day it is today? Okay, Brian, what day is it? The day Jesus rose that we celebrate, right? We call it Easter. And you know what? You know, I just want to know if there might be one or two people that want to share what Easter means to them. This is what Easter kind of means to me. When I was a little kid and I was raised up, I wasn't raised in church. At 8 years old, my parents sent me to a vacation Bible school. And when they sent me to this vacation Bible school, I went in there and I saw this story about this felt board Jesus. You know, the Jesus where they stick him on the felt board. Now, for some of you that are a little younger, you might not even know what that is. But it's Jesus that they stick there, and then he was on a cross. And somehow that Jesus came off of that board and came and lived in here. And that's all I knew. But I knew that felt board Jesus came and lived here. And then for the next couple of years, I wasn't raised in church. Easter for me was, you know, eggs everywhere in the yard. It was, the favorite one is the chocolate, the hollow chocolate Easter bunny that you eat. I mean, that was Easter for me. And then somewhere along in the journey of life, Easter changed, because I began to understand that it was more than just a felt board Jesus that lived here. It was God Himself. And that when I sat back and I looked and I saw that it was a real Christ that lived and died on the cross, and you don't come back from death. But somehow this guy came back from death, and he came into my life, and he changed my life. And I don't know how he did it. And I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't care. All I know is he changed my life. So Easter is more than Jesus dying on a cross and an empty tomb, because it boils down to this. Jesus died on the cross for me and you, and the tomb is empty today for me and for you. Is there anyone here that might want to share something? You want to share something? Come on up here. All right. You going to share about what Easter is to you? All right. And your name was?
Brittany.
Did y'all get that? Brittany.
It means to me that he was a great guy in his life, and one day he got killed because of these people who thought he was bad. So then he came back from the dead and gave us a great life.
Amen. All right. You can't say it any better than that. People thought he was bad. He was really good. They killed him, and he came back to life. That is good stuff. Anyone else want to share what Easter might mean to you? Cindy?
Well, I just want to share my experience from this morning, because you know what? I wasn't raised in a church, and so I have a lot of traditions that really have nothing to do with Christ rising, Christ being raised from the dead. So just as Mary said, she was up, you know, doing up at 5, and they had to have the eggs done a certain way. I've been making Easter baskets and making sure food is right, and we have the right food and the right traditions, and everything is just right. And I got this great idea to be hospitable to this other family that I don't really know very well. But then it didn't work out, and I burned the empty tomb rolls, and I was too late to get the plate ready, and it was I was just annoyed. And then Selah was late, so I was yelling at Selah. And I just had to stop for a second. Wait, this is Easter. All weekend I've been running around buying things, getting ready for different things. But this is Easter. What does that mean to me? What has Christ done for me? How is the fact that that tomb is empty, the fact that he was raised from the dead, how does that affect me right where I am? I can go shopping any weekend. I can cook any weekend. I can be rattled every day. But how does that impact me? And I just sat, and the Lord blessed me and reminded me what today is about. So I just want you guys to do that sometime today, if you haven't already. in the midst of visiting with your family and friends, take a moment and really ask God what it means to you, for you.
Good word. Anyone else want to share anything? You want to share? Your sister got away with it, so you got a gum. Come on. Come share with us.
What Easter means to me about having friends and family with each other. So on Easter, we have to, sometimes we go to our friends and families, and it goes like very...
You get to eat a lot of stuff, right?
So Easter is a happy day for everybody to meet their families and friends. So that's what Easter means to me.
Cool. That's great. How many are going to Easter dinner with your family today or friends, and you're going to be with them? She hit it. It's a thing that God brings families together. He brings healing together. And there is a unity part. Before we get started, I'd just like to say one more thing. That every one of us is living in a time where things are going south. And we're all on this thing called a journey of life. And I would like to say this about my personal journey. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I've had a wonderful journey and look forward to many more years of that. But I can never tell you that life has been easy and has been simple. I can never tell you that I've never had a problem, because I've had Fridays. Someone said last night, I was listening to him on television, and they made that statement that Friday was a very bad day, the day that Christ was crucified. And you know, all of us live in a time right now that we have Fridays going on in our life, whether we like it or not. The economy, we don't know what's taking place. We don't know where we are militarily. We don't know where we are just being able to sail the seas without pirates being there. We're all watching and tracking of that. And then we also have our own personal episodes that we've been broken. We've been shattered. We've lost friends and relationships. Some have lost husbands and wives. Others have gone through divorces. Others have gone through financial problems. And yet, today we come with a play to give us hope. Because everyone has a Friday, but Sunday is here. Sunday is here. And that is what Easter is all about. This morning, Gene's going to come and narrate a play. A play that I want to tell everybody that you can be part of. That there will be kids moving in and out between the chairs and the tables this morning. And feel free to participate. Feel free to clap. Feel free to be part of what is going on this morning. Because it's a play of life. It's a play about Jesus. Amen.
Dashed against the waves. hoisted my hull ashore and ripped and tore me apart. Deep in my soul you began to bore until you reached my heart. A pile of rust heaped on a grave.
You know, sometimes things come into our life that kind of happen unexpectedly. Things just happen sometimes that we could never predict would happen, or events that might be happening at the time that we don't even know are happening. I don't know. I guess it's not really like we could predict it or even know it's happening. But for some reason, life just happens, you know. And as it happens, our life is molded.
Let's
far away, there was a teacher. There was a teacher who was teaching about life. And he was teaching about how we could live life in such a way that we could actually not get stuck in these situations, but live life to the fullest. So they brought the young lady to her.
Teacher, look, we found this girl having sex with someone. What? I don't like you. You used me. You embarrassed me in front of my friends. You're no good. We know what you do. We should stone her. We should kill her.
Now, the teacher was a very compassionate man. For some reason, even though he believed in these same laws that these other people believed in, he didn't react to them in the same way. He seemed to know, he just seemed to know. He knew what people were going through. And instead of hating them because of their sins, he had compassion on them. Even on the accusers. He didn't want them to get into trouble any more than he wanted our beautiful young lady to get into trouble. So he simply bent down and wrote in the sand, as if to give them all a way out. It seemed to take the focus off the problem and place it on him.
Child of the
Then he did something that got everybody's attention. He said, okay, if you're not guilty, go ahead, let's just pick up a rock and hit her with it. In fact, pick up all these rocks and throw them at her. Throw them at her till she dies. But only if you're not
comfort and care for you. Learn to be lovely. Learn to be your one companion. Never dream.
Woman had been saved, but for some reason she was still alone, an outcast. I don't know, maybe it was her past, or maybe it was her future. Whatever it was, she was still just a little girl, broken into grown-up pieces. You know, kind of like those pictures that are pieced together like a mosaic.
Hey guys, look, there's the teacher. Let's go see him.
Now, for some reason, maybe it was prestige, or maybe it was guilt. I don't know, but for some reason, the guy wanted to be friends with the teacher. So the guy invited the teacher to his house.
lay myself at your feet, ask on you, won't you need, won't you need me? Can I do it on my own? I cannot do it alone. Here I
doing here. You shouldn't be here. People know what you are and what you do. You're an embarrassment. People shouldn't see you around him or me. Now get out of here. Go. Leave.
But once again, the teacher saw things differently. Once again, the teacher seemed to take the focus off the problem and placed it on himself. I don't know. It was like the teacher was saying that in life problems, in bad situations, in all of those issues, it was like he was saying that maybe he was the solution. Not the person she had become, but rather the person she could become.
Dream of tomorrow and wonder why the past is holding me, keeping life at bay. I wander lost in yesterday, wanting to fly, but scared to try. the same, my heart would take wing, and I'd feel so alive if someone like you found me. So many secrets I long to share. All I have needed is someone there to help me see a world I've never seen before, a love to open every door, to set me free, so I can soar. If someone like you found someone like me, then suddenly nothing would ever be the same.
Now, the fact of the matter was, she had found someone like you to love someone like me. The teacher, in reality, loved her, cared for her deeply in her situation. The only problem was, our young lady had not yet figured that out. You see, it wasn't easy, it isn't easy for her or us to recognize love that is sincere, love that is not demanding or taking. She had never known just pure love. But that's exactly what the teacher did. He just loved her purely. Not for what she could give him or do for him, but he loved her just because he loved her. But just then, when you thought their little girl had overcome her past, just when she had found someone that really loved her, just when she began to believe that she could be rescued from a horrible existence, things went from bad to worse. Thing was happening. It seemed that the very people who hated our young lady now all of a sudden hated the teacher. In fact, they hated him so much that they blackmailed him. And then the unthinkable happened. You probably already know the story, how they beat him, sped upon him, plucked his beard, cursed him, killed him. But think. Think of how it must have felt through the eyes of Mary.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? I knew you. I have been changed for good. It well may be that we will never meet again in this lifetime. So let me say before we part, so much of me is made from what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now, whatever way your stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind off the sea, like a sea dropped by a skybird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for.
But then I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of it seems to matter anymore. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? Because I knew you. Because I knew you. Because I knew you. I have been
changed. But for what? Just when the young girl thought she had found a friend, someone that could put her back together, someone that would restore her back to before the abuse or the rape or the addiction or the affair or the whatever, you put your word in there. Back to before. whatever happened to make her become who she was. Just when she found hope, they killed it. They killed him. To make matters worse, she didn't even have a chance to say goodbye, or thank you, or I love you, anything. You see, the next day was a religious holiday. Not that that mattered to her, but she could hardly go into the cemetery and pay her last respects on a religious holiday. A prostitute in a cemetery on a religious holiday. How fitting would that be? So she didn't go. She waited. After what must have seemed like an eternity, she finally did come, though. But her story only got sadder. Did they hate her so much? Did they not have any respect? Wasn't it bad enough that they killed him? That they treated him the way that they did? But how could they have done this? When she arrived at the tomb, they had actually stolen the body of Jesus. Was it just to keep her from saying goodbye?
I don't know if you can hear me, if you're even there. I don't know if you will listen to a humble prayer. They tell me I am just an outcast, I shouldn't speak to you. Still I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too? God help the outcast, hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. The lost and forgotten, they look to you still. God help the outcast, nobody will. But I know so many less lucky than I. Winds of misfortune have borne them about. I thought we all were the children of God. I don't know if there's a reason why some are blessed, some not. Why the few you seem to favor, they fear us, flee us, try not to see us. God help the outcast, the poor and downtrod, seeking to why they were born. Winds of misfortune have blown them about. You be the outcast, don't cast them out. The poor and unlucky, the weak and the odd.
I thought we all were again, she is broken, crushed, and alone. You know, I guess they proved their point. She really is just an outcast. We all are.
Mary. Mary, it is I. I am not dead. It is me. I am real today.
I told you.
No, don't you remember I said to you, I do not condemn you. I told you, go and sin no more. That your sins were forgiven. No, Mary, it is me. Yes, you. Remember I told you, I said, you will never be alone. I will never leave you or forsake you. Yes, I told you that you no longer will be an outcast. You may have been broken, but no longer are you broken pieces. You are truly a mosaic, Mary. Yes, you must go and tell people that you're part of this family, my family, that everything has happened to you.
If you reach down inside your heart, you will find a sunken treasure. Though it is broken and torn apart, if Christ's word will last forever. If you reach down inside your heart, you will find a sunken treasure.
You know, Father still is looking today for those who are broken and in pieces. Those who have been outcasts. Those who have been destroyed by journeys through life. Where are you today? Would you say in your heart that I need that pulling together, the repairing of my pieces? Yes, you too could become a mosaic, a beautiful masterpiece by the blood that was shed on the cross for you. Oh, you might look to your neighbor and say, oh, yes, he needs you. But I want you to look inside your heart and I want you to think, maybe through the eyes of Mary, I see a little reflection of myself. Take that look now. Close your eyes.
And if you reach down inside your heart, you will find a sunken treasure. And though it is broken and torn apart, its priceless worth can last forever.
If that's you today that says, I need that kind of redemption, maybe you have seen yourself in your garage and you've contemplated what it might be like to take your life there. It is those kinds of scenarios and those kinds of true life situations that there is redemption from. Your heart can be cleansed today. If you just would raise your hand just briefly, shortly, and just say, pray for me today. Pray for me today. Yes. I see that hand. I believe there's more. But look inside your heart.
Look inside your heart. Father, I pray for these that have been died for, but not only died for, risen for. Father, save their lives. Redeem them. Let them become a masterpiece of your blood work, Lord. Father, repair the broken pieces that they would be embraced by your family. Amen.
As if you reach down inside your heart, you will find